Parshat Vayechi. We're going to talk today about a story that we all know, but for years it's been bothering me. I mean, forever it's been bothering me. It's an important story. We all know the story. We're familiar with the details, but it seems strange. It is strange, but it seems strange even when we think about trying to figure out what the deeper meaning of this story is. And by this, I'm talking about, of course, the bracha that Yaakov gives to Ephraim and Menashe. But really it should be Menashe and Ephraim. And what does Yaakov do? As we all know, what does Yaakov do? We learn this in school. He crosses his hand. We all know that he crosses his hand. We know that he makes a big deal out of the fact, thank you, that he crosses his hand. But the question we have to ask ourselves is, so what? Right. Why does it make that we never get to. What is the point of the crossing of the hand? And so we're going to learn that. We're going to, as we always do, read the piece in the Chumash. We're going to study some of the Mefarshim, some of the Midrashim, as we always do. And hopefully, we'll come to some deeper understanding of the meaning of the crossing of the hands that I think has relevance even today. Very, very, very important relevance even to us today. Okay? So we'll begin in Perek Memche, chapter 48 in Parashat Vayechi. Everybody there? Good. Vayhi acharei hadvarim ha'ele. That is after these things. Vayomer liYosef, hinei avicha choleh. And he said to Yosef, behold, your father is sick. Vayikach et shnei banav imo et Menashe ve'et Ephraim. Okay, and Yosef, and he took his two sons with him, Menashe and Ephraim. And there's a couple of interesting questions about this pasuk. There are a couple of things that are vague that require elucidation, clarification. Somebody tell me something that's vague to you about this pasuk.
He married.
What?
I mean, we haven't heard that Yosef.
Oh, Yosef is married to us, not about Potiphar, of course. Oh. Yeah. That was when, as soon as Yosef became Yosef, the big guy in Egypt, the Torah tells us that Paro married him off to Asnat Bat Potiphera. And he also had these two sons at that time. Okay, he had Menashe and Ephraim. Very good. But there's something vague about the Pasuk itself, in the details of the Pasuk itself.
What are these things?
After these things. How long after was it? It's unclear. That is vague. I mean, the things that happened before is, Yosef promised at some point, he promised earlier, that he would make sure that his father is buried in Eretz Yisrael. Mm-hmm. Okay, that was last year or 2 years ago, I don't remember. It's an important thing to be buried. I think I spoke about this once, didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah,
to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. It's a big thing for me.
But okay. Is it the order?
So if you're listening in Chutz La'aretz, be buried here. Okay. I mean, come here alive. Come here alive, but...
Is it the order of Menashe?
No, I'm sorry. Like, people used to make fun of me. But
no, but that's the thing. People come here to be buried.
Yeah, what's that?
But that's the thing.
Of course people should. Of course, in the ideal world, you should live here. But even if you didn't, people have this thing of like... Be buried here.
Spoke about somebody from your community.
I did, yeah. Okay, who did not, was not buried. Anyway, okay.
But so, is it the order of Menashe ve'et Ephraim?
Who's older?
Ephraim.
No.
Oh,
no. No, that's the point. Menashe is older. That's exactly the point. That's our confusion. Right. Menashe is the Bechor. Okay, there's something, what else is vague about the Pasuk?
Does that make sense?
Does he have any other kids?
Well, that's an excellent question. That's a machloket. We'll get to it in a second. Vayomer le Yosef.
Vayomer. Who said? Who told him?
Who told Yosef, hinei avicha choleh, your father is sick? It's unusual, okay? Meaning, and then...
It kind of gives the impression that he doesn't have that much contact with him.
Ah, it does get the impression that he doesn't have contact with him. Oh, you know, you've got
to
send
like
a message.
He goes to visit him every week and sees that he's not well. Someone has to tell him.
Very good. So the beautiful... Well, I don't know, beautiful, but a very interesting midrash about that point. Look at Rashi, Vayomer Yosef. Okay. Echad min ha-magidim. One of the magidim, one of the messengers, one of the whatever, one of his guys. V'harezeh mikra katzar. It's, you know, it's not going to go through all the details. Who cares? V'yesh omrim, Ephraim haya ragil lifnei Yaakov b'talmud. Okay, who was it? It was Ephraim, Yosef's younger son, because he hung around his father.
His grandfather,
thank you. Ukshechala Yaakov be'eretz Goshen, when Yaakov got sick in Eretz Goshen, halach Ephraim etzel aviv leMitzrayim lahagidlo. Yaakov went to Mitzrayim to tell him. Maybe next year when we do Parshat.
Where is Eretz Goshen?
I don't know. Okay. I mean, there's Eretz Mitzrayim. I think there was like Cairo or wherever the place was. And then Eretz Goshen was a place, and I was going to say, when we do Vayigash next year, God willing, the idea that Yosef situated his brothers specifically in Eretz Goshen, one gets a sense that it's a suburb that's far enough away that it's not close enough to be in contact. You know, that it's in Mitzrayim, but a different county or a different...
Eilat.
I'm just kidding. It's far. Right. It, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a country. The way we would say that. It's far enough away. And Yosef did it specifically for a reason. Yeah. He did not want his family living in the midst of Mitzrayim. Intentionally. Okay. So Ephraim, it's an interesting detail that we will without a doubt get back to sooner rather than later. So who went to go tell Yaakov, who went to go Yosef that Yaakov is sick? Ephraim went. Okay? One second. So as the Midrash says, Ephraim, some Psikta Rabati, says, V'chi ze shivcho shel Yosef, she'ya maflig al kvod aviv v'lo nichnas eslo b'chol sha'a. So what is that covered for his father? Exactly that point. Your father was sick. She said, every Mundig and Dante, whatever the Yiddish term is,
no,
right? You know, every
10
times. Yeah, she said, you're all the time. You know what I'm saying? Your father is older. You brought him to Egypt to take care of him. And now you have no idea when he gets sick that somebody has to come and tell you. Okay? Ella, says the Midrash, Lehodiacha Tzidko Shel Yosef. This was Yosef's righteousness. Shelo Ratzali Yached Im Aviv. He avoided his father. Why did he avoid his father? Shelo Yomar Lo, Heach Asu Achecha Becha Umekalalam. Right, so Yosef avoided his father, says the Midrash, because he never wanted to have the conversation he always feared of having, which was, what happened? Isn't that interesting? So the Midrash takes something that you would think is a negative, it's a Midrash, we can acknowledge it's a Midrash, but the Midrash takes something that's perceived to be negative and turns it into a positive. Yosef avoided his father because he didn't want to have that conversation. It's an interesting Midrash that I don't know. Take it or... No. Okay, so he brought with him his sons, et Menashe ve et Ephraim. Vayaged, next pasuk pe. Vayaged li Yaakov vayomer, hine bincha Yosef ba'ilecha. So Yaakov, obviously, he can't see, he's old. Okay? One more point. Hine avicha chole. Behold, your son is sick. Your father is sick. Thank you. I'm out of practice. The Midrash says something interesting.
Why didn't he say, if it was Ephraim, why didn't he say my grandfather?
Let's assume that the Midrash is not shot.
Yeah.
Okay, so then I'll ask you a question. Why is the Midrash telling us that this person who's hanging out with Yaakov is Ephraim?
When it comes to the bracha.
We'll get to that. We'll get to exactly.
I'm trying to figure out how it makes sense.
What's that? Trying to figure out how it makes sense. Right, meaning why wouldn't you say your grandfather? Hine avicha chole. The pshat is, the first Rashi. Pshat is, who told Yosef? Some guy, some messenger. Oh, go tell him. Okay, now it would be a text message, right? Somebody texted Yosef and said, "Get down here, your father is sick." The Midrash says something fascinating. The Midrash says that sickness has never been mentioned in the Torah until now. Illness. So the Midrash says, "Well, why does Yaakov get sick?" Anybody know?
He asked
to get sick. That's a very famous Midrash. He says, "V'lama shebikesh Yaakov rachamim lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu betava et acholi." Yaakov asked, he felt that sickness, illness, is compassion from Hashem. Why? Because until that time, people would never get their affairs, their spiritual affairs, their personal affairs in order. They'd be, you know, walking around one day and the next day, drop dead. Right? So instead, Yaakov Avinu asked, you know, Avicha Choleh. I was just thinking about this the other day. I don't know why. Like, there's a Ma'ariv in the Ben Kochav Park. So, like, I saw the house and, like, whatever it was thinking, you know, I don't want to say. Like, what would you rather have? Would you rather not know and boom, or would you rather have to go through some long illness and be prepared? So, you know.
I'd say you have been through both.
For the what's better for the family?
None of preparation
and
yeah, I guess so.
I mean, there is something in between. You can have a
short illness, illness, right? You know,
you can have some short morning. You are,
right. Illness is okay, but just keep it quick. Yeah, okay. Pasuk Bet. That midrash is worth noting because it's a famous midrash. Vayaged Yaakov v'yomer hinei bincha Yosef ba'ilecha v'yitchazek Yosef v'yichayek Yisrael v'yishev al amita. Tell him, oh, Yosef is coming, and he sits up. He wants to meet his son. V'yomer Yaakov el Yosef. Yaakov says he starts monologuing. El Shaddai nira iluz be'eretz Kenan v'yivarachoti. El Shaddai, God came to me in Luz in Eretz Kenan, and He blessed me. V'yomer Eli, and He said to me. Hineni mafrecha vehir biticha. Behold, I will mafricha lahafrot kriya berivya peru urevu. What does that mean?
Multiply,
right? V'netaticha likahal amim, and I will make you into a kahal amim, a kahal of nations,
congregation
of nations. What does that mean, kahal amim?
It means we're not going to be all exactly the same.
Oh, very good. I saw
there's going to be lots of nations.
Very nice. I saw a beautiful pshat. Where did I see it? Maybe the Netziv. I don't remember. Who says the following? He says, what is the kahal amim? Kahal amim means you're going to be a congregation of different communities. Right? And what Yaakov meant by that was that each shevet was known for its specific quality, its specific, you know, ability. You know, as we know, the Zvulun was on the ships, and Binyamin is the whatever. He says, you might think that that's a bad thing, that they're, you know what I'm saying, they're supposed to be all the same. And so the Torah is telling us, in this language of Kahal Amim, that that's ideal. That's perfect. You need different groups of people to excel at different areas, because each one brings to the table their own quality. But the idea being that the community, that B'nai Yisrael, right, is made up of, is constituted by different groups of people, each one excelling in and of itself. We're not supposed to all be the same.
I think we've forgotten this message.
We're supposed to be different. No, I don't know if I agree with you. We forgot about the kahal, not about, I mean, we know that we're supposed to be different, but we forgot about the idea that through our differences, we're supposed to be the same.
Yeah.
Right, that's the problem we're struggling with. The difference is that we're very good at. Okay, that's an important thing to mention. It's true. We forgot about that. Okay. And I gave this land to your children. There's more Chumash over there. And now,
can I just ask a question?
Yeah.
I mean, Goshen had to be somewhere in Eretz Yisrael then.
No. We're not this land. When God appeared to me at Luz, he says, I'm giving you that land. No, he doesn't want Goshen.
Okay.
V'ata shnei banecha. Right? And your two sons, hanoladim lecha be'eretz Mitzrayim, who were born in Eretz Mitzrayim, ad bo'i lecha Mitzrayim, until I came to Mitzrayim, lihem, they are mine, Ephraim u'menashe, ki Reuven v'shimon yuli. Okay, Ephraim and Asher will be like Reuven and Shimon. He made them into tribes, right. He made, which is in a sense, what did he do to Yosef? What did he do to Yosef? How did he just gave a bracha to Yosef. He did something shocking to Yosef. Which means, what did he do to Yosef?
He made him the favorite son.
Not the favorite son. He made him what we call the
Bechor.
Right, he made him Bechor. What does a Bechor get? Double. So what did he say? You get double. Everybody else is one tribe. You're two tribes. He literally made him the Bechor. Okay, and he says.
He's the Bechor from
that.
What? He is the Bechor from his mother.
Yeah, but he's not the... No, but it doesn't work that way. The Bechor is the Bechor from the father.
Firstborn of the father.
Okay? In fact, there's a very interesting... There are pshatim. There's a very interesting...
So you don't do a Pidyon HaBen?
You do, but Pidyon HaBen is from the mother. But Bechorah, inheritance, always follows the father. In fact, there's a very explicit... There's a parsha in the Torah in Devarim. It says, Ki yele ish shtei nashim. You have two wives. Achad ha'uva v'achad snua. One loved, one... not so loved, right? And you have children. Lo yuchal levaker et ben ha'uva p'nei ben ha'snu'a b'chor. Right? If the snu'a, the hated wife, gave birth first, you may not give the b'chorah to the loved, to the beloved one. Oh, I love you, you're my favorite. You cannot give preference to the loved one over the hated one.
That's effectively what Yaakov.
Well, yeah. Whatever. Before the Torah's given.
This is the fourth marriage.
Two cases of the Torah where what do you have with Ishmael and
Avraham
and
Yitzhak?
Right. So was there, I don't know, I just think
that,
was there?
I thought Ishmael was older.
Ishmael was older, and, well.
So does that mean that Yitzhak got no inheritance from Avraham? Or, well, not no, but he did. That
Yitzhak got the inheritance. Ishmael got parting gifts, literally. Part and gifts. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I'm just saying, okay. And the other thing I'm saying.
So this happened throughout Bereishit. Anna and Penina. No, Penina had... No, not really. Because remember, Shmuel was given over to the Beit HaMikdash. Wasn't that... He gave her gifts. He used to give her stuff. Because she didn't have any children.
Right, but she also had her... Didn't she have her child after Penina had children?
Yeah.
Right? So, you're saying...
Shmuel wasn't a Bechor. He wasn't treated as a Bechor. Okay, he was given over to the Beit HaMikdash. Okay. Yes.
But a Rasha or an Apikoros doesn't inherit.
Who said that? Why would you say that? You mean disinherit?
Yeah, by a rabbi was told that.
And loses his right of inheritance?
Yeah. So does he also lose it before?
Well, first of all, there's no evidence Ishmael was a Rasha. Esav, hard to say. Esav got Seir, at least. At least he got the land in Seir. You know, he got stuck. I don't know. Okay. Okay, and their descendants that were sent after them, they will be for you, and the names of their children. We're going to read through this quickly. I don't want to go through this because we have to move along. Vani bevoimi padan, meita alai Rachel be'eretz Kanan be'od kibrat eretz labo Efrata. My wife Rachel died on me when I was on the way to Efrat. Ve'ekbereh sham b'derech Efrat he beit lachem. She died on the way to Efrat. That is Beit Lechem. And as we all know today, right, where is Kever Rachel? In Beit Lechem. On the Beit Efrat. Okay, fine. Vayalehim b'nei Yosef, vayomer mi'eleh. This is where it starts getting interesting. So, Yar Yisrael. Yisrael saw the children of Yosef, and he said, mi'eleh. Who are these? Vayomer Yosef el aviv. Banayhem asher natan li Elohim bazeh. These are my children that God gave to me bazeh. Bazeh. What does it mean? Bazeh.
Yeah, it says with this.
With this? Bazeh?
What is
ba is?
In this.
Bazeh. Which means what?
Here.
That's what he says? He translates?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Vayomar, and he says, Kachem na elai va'avarechen. Bring him over and I will bless them. What? What's the obvious problem?
He didn't know his name. He's gone from Yaakov and now they refer to him as Yisrael.
Very good. Okay. And he says, by the way, he brought Menashe and Ephraim. Okay. So maybe you could say, well, and Shnei Banecha, your two sons, but he didn't see them yet. So they're coming closer and Yaakov goes.
So he couldn't see.
Right.
Why did Yosef have to say that they were born in Mitzrayim? Like Bazeh.
Who said it means Egypt? Yeah, well, okay. How does it say? What do you mean? Literally?
Here.
Very good. This is interesting. The whole interaction is strange. Right? Because who are these children?
How old are they?
That's a very interesting question. Well, they're at least, 1 second, they're 17 years later. We came down, he's 17, they were born. Oh, I can tell you exactly. Yosef was made the viceroy of Egypt, right? And so then how long after that?
Get married.
Right away, there was a 5 years, or 5 years, 7 years of plenty. He got married and had two children, it says, almost immediately. So they had seven years of plenty, so then 7 years, plus 2 years of famine, two more, they're nine, plus now they brought down the family, another 17 years, because Yaakov died 17 years after that. They're men. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. So Yaakov says, who are they? Rashi, obviously, because our question is, what in the world does this mean? Why in the world does he not know who they are? Let's look at Rashi. Vayar Yisrael et b'nei Yosef. Says Rashi, Bikesh levarcham. So he must give them a bracha. He saw them. Then give them a bracha. He knows who they are. V'nistalka shechina mimenu. And the shechina departed from him. Hmm. So he said, I want to give them a bracha. And all of a sudden, I can't. So he says, who are these? Why? So Rashi says, this is total Jewish. Because Ephraim and Menashe are ultimately going to be the bearers of evil descendants. So he lost his Ruach HaKodesh because of that. Right? That he wanted to give them a bracha, and so Hashem didn't want to give them a bracha because he saw in his Ruach HaKodesh, like he immediately saw the history of these, the future history of these children. And when he got to terrible idol worshipping kings, it's just like, boom, stopped. And he Yisrael lost his Ruach HaKodesh. So he said, who are they? And Yosef said, who are they? These are my children. The children you just made into Shvatim. Oops. You know what I'm saying? Banayhem. Rashi, let's continue. Okay. Mi'ele. Rashi says, Mehechan yatsu elu she'inam ru'uyin lebracha. What are these kids? Hayomer, he said, these are mine. Bazeh, what is Bazeh? Her'alo shtar erusin ushtar ketuba. So it's not like banai elu asher natan le'aluim Bazeh here. What is Bazeh? How does he translate Bazeh in this one?
With this.
See this? He pulled out the ketuba and said, these are my children with this. With my ketuba. Banai Evil. Meaning? Meaning what?
These
are my kosher children. Right, what do you mean you lost the Ruach HaKodesh? Ubikesh Yaakov, Yosef, Rashi continues. Let me finish the Rashi and then you can, you're like dying here. Ubikesh Yaakov, Yosef, Rachamim al Hadavar. Yosef was Mevakesh Rachamim, Venacha alav Ruach HaKodesh. And the Ruach HaKodesh came back to Yaakov. Yeah. Go.
Shouldn't the Ruach HaKodesh be with Israel and not with Yaakov?
Vayam Yisrael. Yeah, Vayam Yisrael b'nei Yosef. Vayam Yisrael. Yisrael. He's now Yisrael.
Yaakov blessed them. So, did he have Ruach HaKodesh when he was Yaakov?
Before he saw them. He blessed Yosef. Yosef was blessed as a father.
Okay.
But now he's like, now he's, you know, the switch between,
so
the switch between Yaakov and Yisrael is a difficult one to decide. It's sometimes, yes. Right, Yisrael is not the father of the children. Yisrael is the progenitor of the nation. Okay? So he's going to, you know, it's so interesting. So as the father of children, he gave Yosef a bracha. But as the leader of a nation, he's giving Ephraim and Manasseh a bracha.
He didn't want to risk it.
What do you mean he didn't want to risk it?
He lost his Ruach HaKodesh.
It's not up to him.
It wasn't him.
No. Right, so then that means that the bracha of Ephraim and Manasseh is fundamentally different in significance than the bracha of Yosef. Right, very nice. A father, you can give a child whatever you want. But as Yisrael, let me bring these children together. Let me bless them. What does he want to bless them with? What's the blessing? Why is it so important? You know what I'm saying? What about all the other
maybe he wanted to give
kids
some sort of leadership.
What's that?
Well, maybe he wanted to give them some sort of leadership.
More than the other children? What about all his other grandchildren? I mean, he came down with 70 with descendants.
And
no, all of his other grandchildren grew up in his presence. These were the two that grew up away from him.
Let me ask you, it's a very interesting question, because it's clear that from the brachot that he gives later on, who does he give the leadership of Klal Yisrael to? Who does he give that to? No. What? Yehudah. Right. He says, one second. It's very clear. He says, it's part nevuah and part bracha. Yehuda ata yoducha achicha yadcha barvevecha yishtachavu lecha b'nei avicha. You know, your brothers will bow down to you. Yehuda, you're it. You're in charge. So it's not like he wants to put them in charge. He wants to give them a bracha. He wants to give them a blessing somehow. And this bracha is important.
Right, but isn't there possibly a disconnect between what he wants to logically do and the brachot that come out through the nevuah Ruach HaKodesh in practice?
Mm.
Like, you know, 'cause he is a person and he has his favorites and preferences anyway. It's not necessarily what goes along with when Hashem is speaking.
When the Ruach HaKodesh, that's exactly the point. The Ruach HaKodesh is gone.
Exactly.
Can you imagine? What does that mean? What does that mean when he has a father, he wants to give them a bracha, and all of a sudden the Ruach HaKodesh leaves him? Which means, what is Hashem telling him? No, right. That's not good. Right. Well, let's look at the bracha. Okay. Kachinai lei ba'avarchem. So Rashi says it comes back to him. Okay, meaning it comes back. So somehow there's this process. The Ruach HaKodesh is lost. He prays or something. Yosef prays according to the Midrash as well, and he says, "Bring them back." Ve'inei Yisrael kavdu mizoket lo yuchal lirot. As we see, so it's clear that he lost his sight. Vayagesh otam elav vayishak lehem vayichabek lehem. So he brings them close, okay, and he kisses them and he hugs them. He loved them as a grandfather, as obviously, okay. Vayomer Yisrael el Yosef, for oh panecha lo pilalti. I to see your face, I didn't even imagine. Vehine herauti Elokim gam etzarecha. Now I've seen your children too. Vayotzei Yosef etam meim berchav. So Yosef takes them from his knees, meaning they're hugging him, they're kissing him. Yosef brings them back. He pulls them away. Vayishtachu la'apav arz, and they bow down to him. Vayikach Yosef et shnehem. So Yosef takes them both. Et Ephraim bimino misvol Yisrael. He says, puts Ephraim on Yosef, on his right, to his father's left. Ve'et Menasheh bismolo mi yamin Yisrael. Takes Menasheh on his left. See, you're getting the picture, right? Okay, Debbie, you be Yaakov. Okay, I'm going to take, right, Ephraim on my right, to your left, and, you know, Menasheh on my left. Specifically, by Yagesh Elab, he says, they bow down to him and bring them close. So Yosef, in a sense, is... He's ceremonializing it, right? He's making it into a into a ceremony. He wants this to be extremely formal. He's placed, you know, like, think about it, like, you know, how you...
Positioning them.
Right, he's positioning them. You have, like, a presidential whatever, right? You say, okay, you stand here, and you stand here, and then you will approach, and he will do whatever he does. This is really important.
That's what happens when you guys are queen. You
is it?
Like a whole,
you get a list.
I'm like,
that's ridiculous. Okay. Have you been to the queen?
My grandmother did.
Chief Rabbi.
Other people I know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. John?
No.
No. Okay. Vayishlach Yisrael et yumino, vayashet al rosh Ephraim, v'hu hatzair, v'et smolo al rosh Menashe, sikel et yadav ki Menashe habachor. Okay, we know the story, but now we have to read it in the text. He extended his right hand, vayashet. You know what it means, but what does the word vayashet mean?
To put it out.
He extended, is that what it means, vayashet? What does the word vayashet mean?
Hoshit.
Hoshit is from het, with a het. A hoshit, very good. Okay. Vayashet. I don't know this word. What is it? What did the guy say? Vayashet? Where am I? Okay. I'm saying it.
I have vayashet.
Okay. They don't talk about it.
Extended.
Okay, interesting. Very good. Look at Unklus says. Look at Unklus. You see Unklus on Yudalin?
Va'oshit.
With a tet. Va'oshit. He extended. Okay, very good. Va'oshit et yadav, and he extended his hands. Okay. Al Rosh Ephraim, who else here? Ve'et smolo al Rosh Menashe. Like this. Meaning he made the ceremony. Can you imagine if the queen did that?
It's like the queen.
Can you imagine if the queen did that? What if the queen, right, if you did that? What if the queen took one and did it backwards? She turned around. I knight thee. What would people do? What would they say? Could you imagine?
Yeah.
It would be the tabloids forever. You know, back knight. You know, if you think of the. I don't know how they would do it. What the headlines would be?
Movie,
yeah, seriously, they wouldn't. You know, it would. It's strange. So he meaning, and it's not just me. I'm not bringing this out. This is the Torah is specifically showing you the setting, the scene. And okay, and they're standing here, the right and the left, and he placed the right hand, and then he placed the left hand. Sikel et yadav. What in the world does that mean? Sikel et yadav.
Right.
Sechel. What's sechel?
Intelligence.
He intentionalized his intelligence. He intelligenced his hands.
It says he moved his hands with intelligence.
Ah, very good. Sikel et yadav. So what in the world is Rabbi Scroll trying to do?
He thought about it. Was it deliberate?
Well, what's he struggling with literarily?
That word.
What in the world does that word mean? Sikel.
He maneuvered his hands.
He maneuvered, right. The problem is, you're reading from context. It has to mean that. But in the world, you know what I'm saying? What would you say? You would say.
Sikel, could it actually also be? Could it be Shikel? Could it be he weighs?
Only no, because there's a sin here. Right, it's a sin here. Right? There's another word, sin, if you, very often in the Parsha name, they'll switch the sin with a samech. What is, if I made it sikel samech kaf lamid, what does the word sachal mean? What is a sachal?
Carry.
No, that's a sochev, I think. Sachal in with samech kaf lamid is a fool. Right? He made his hands into fools. He made them backwards.
Oh, it's like when you, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
When you nick something, so, you know, cross your fingers.
Let's have a machloket for a second. Let me see if I can just find the Parshanim.
Yeah.
Okay, the Parshanim.
Chop.
Sikelet yadav.
Cross your fingers.
Rashbam said, right, cross your hands. Very good. Kemo sachal, Rashbam says, Shehu lashon adam me'ukam v'niftal. It's the language of a person is me'ukam, crooked v'niftal, and foolish. Pet, you know. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, says Sephorno, Sikelet yadav, his skill vihivin bimishush yadav below reot. Sikel et yadav. He used his hands. He's blind. So what did he use his hands to do?
He felt.
Sikel et yadav. His hands felt for him. Intelligently. So are his hands smart or his hands stupid?
His hands become his eyes.
That made me think of something. So in Orot, they have this film department. So the girls, they have to do these Srate Gmar, these films before they finish. So one group of students is doing this film on this girl who's blind, and she got married. So they filmed her throughout the entire process from her engagement all the way through the wedding of what it's like to be a firm girl and how, you know, to do all the things that you would normally do without being able to see. And it was very, I was just watching the clips yesterday. Very powerful. You know, you see her like trying on her mitpachot for the first time. And she's like feeling the pasim and her mother's telling her what it looks like.
Wow.
It's like, you know, it's a nice film. We'll show it one day when they're done. Okay. Just an interesting word. Sikel et yado. Right? His hands either made him smarter, or hands were smart, or his hands were foolish. Very interesting. Okay. And then, was that again?
Even if his hands were his eyes, you still would, your natural body pattern would still be to extend them and to not cross them.
Not unless his father, when his father was blind and they were in the wrong position, maybe it's like...
A masara?
Right, but he was feeling for it. Which one are you? Blah, 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 blah. Okay? Which one are you? Blah, 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 blah.
I'm saying you still, your natural inclination to feel is still to put your arms straight.
Right.
And then...
Then what happened? And then why did he cross? That's exactly what he did. Put it out. Okay, maybe Ephraim had like the kippah seruga and then Menashe had the black one. Great. He felt, right? Oh. And he switched. Okay. Let's look at the bracha. Vayibarach tetvav. Vayibarach et Yosef vayomer.
In South Africa, you go like this if you make a promise or you...
Right, you don't want to keep it.
You don't want to keep it, you go cha. Cha.
Finger, right, cross your fingers. Yeah, right.
Do that in America.
Yes.
And Australia.
It's a bunch of money. Okay. Vayibarach et Yosef vayomer. Vayomer. And he blessed Yosef, you say. Ha'elohim asher halchu lefit halchu lefavotai lefanav. The God that my forefathers went before him. Avraham Yitzchak. Elohim haro'e oti mi'odi arayom hazeh. The God who has shepherded me, me'odi, from my od. Strange.
Pasuk
tetvav. Okay, me'odi arayom hazeh. Hamalach, you well know this pasuk. Hamalach ha'go'el oti mikol ra. The angel that has redeemed me, go'el, redemption, from all evil. Yivarech et ha'na'arim, v'yikarei behem shemi, he will bless the na'arim, the youth. And they will have my name on them. V'shem avotai Avraham Yitzchak. And the name of my forefathers, Avraham Yitzchak. V'yidgu larov v'kerev ha'aretz. And they shall be yidgu. Multiply like fish. Larov. In multiples. V'kerev ha'aretz. In the midst of...
In the beginning of the show, when they do start multiplying,
right. Vishwitsu. Next word. No. Ubnei Israel, Paru Vishwitsu. Vayidgu. Doesn't say Vayidgu? Ubnei Israel, Paru Vishwitsu. Maybe Vayibu. Doesn't say Vayibu. I'm trying to lean. I think you're right. Ubnei Israel, Paru. Be Ma'od, Ma'od. One is fish and one is sheret. Very good. But where does it say they should be Vayidgu Larov? Bekerev? No, he says it. Bekerev Haaretz. Which land?
Here.
Here. Ah, he said here. They meant here.
This is in Egypt.
They're in Egypt, right. Yidgu
Larov.
Right?
So maybe it's referring
to... Ah, very good. There's
because of the hay.
As we're going to see, Bekerev Haaretz. Very good. And then we're going to see that there's a lot of hidden messages. You know what I'm saying? There's the explicit... And then there's the subliminal. Okay. Look at Rashi for a second. Rashi's quoting a Midrash. Why fish? Why fish? Who said it? Somebody said it already? Why fish? What do we know about fish?
They multiply very quickly.
That's true. What else? No, there's something you should know about fish. Very important. By the way, you should just know. Somehow the Christians took over our fish symbol. You ever notice that?
Jesus fish.
Why is that? Why? Like they have, you know, you have the symbol, the fish symbol. That's like Christian. Right, I don't know why.
You know
we're fish. We get to fish.
What? You want to know why? Because when the Christians were being persecuted by the Muslims, if they wanted to know they had safe haven, so they would draw. One would draw an arch, and the other one would do an upside down arch, and they made it. Made this makes a fish. And so they know they were in safe company.
Why an arch?
Ah.
Yeah, it doesn't have an end.
Really?
It
what is that?
It doesn't have an end.
It's
two arches.
Two right. Arches.
That's a fish? Anyway, we're the fish. What does it mean we're fish? Says Rashi.
You should be eating fish on Friday night.
You should. Says Rashi. Kid, no, they eat like us. We eat fish. Marburim uslav v'dagim. Fish is an important part of...
They fish as their main meal on Friday.
Well, the reason they eat the main meal is because they're not supposed to eat meat. They're not supposed to eat meat on Friday, I think. Yeah. I don't know. But this is a Jewish class. V'yidgu kedagim halalu, like those fish. Shiparim v'ravim, obviously. So the second part, the Ein Ayin Hara Sholetet Bahem. There's no Ayin Hara, right? They never close their eyes, right? They don't have Ayin Hara. Why? Why don't fish have Ayin Hara Sholetet Bahem? Anybody know? What are they protected? How are they protected?
By the water.
By the water, right? They are protected by the water. The Ayin Hara can't get in the water. What's the Nimshal? This is a very beautiful idea. Very, very beautiful idea. What's he saying to them? Why should you be like fish?
Immersed.
In?
Torah.
Very good. Excellent. Says the Midrash, Ma dagim alalu gidelim b'mayim. No, you didn't make it up. These fish are growing in water. But, kevan sheyored tipa achat migshamim lemala. When a drop of rain falls, mekablim b'tzimaon. Right, they take it with thirst. Ki'ilu kimishalot amu mayim mimehem. As if they never drink any water at all. They're like, oh, more water. You're in the water. More water. Okay? Kachem Yisrael. So too b'nei Yisrael. G'delim b'mayim. They grow in the water of?
Torah.
Right? Kevan shem shomim davar chadash mina Torah. When they hear something new of Torah, hem mekablim oto b'tzimaon. They accept it with thirst. Derek, if I could trouble you, there's a shas over there, second shelf up, right? Second shelf on the top. Can you bring me the brachot, the Gemara brachot, all the way on the right, right
even
there?
Even though the Torah okay. Isn't being given yet, of course.
Well, come on, but that's exactly the idea. What do you mean? It's the spiritual legacy of the Jewish people. Why is Ayin Hara not Sholet Banu? Right? Because we are protected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are the nation. This is a Kabbalistic idea, also a very important one that comes up again and again. Bnei Yisrael has no... What do we call it? Mazal. Ein Mazal Yisrael. Mm-hmm. Right? We are directly with Ribbono Shel Olam, right? So we don't have Ayin Hara. We don't have the Mazalot. We don't have the external forces that exert their pressure upon us. Instead, we deal with God. For better, obviously, we hope for better, but also for worse. You should also know, where is there an idea that Ein Mazal Yisrael? Right? Where is our relationship to the Bnei Yisrael, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, especially unique? Where do you have this idea? Where is the only place in the world that there is no mazal, that there is no malach? Of course. Bekerev? Haaretz. Says Ramban. Of course Ramban is going to say this. You should just know. Whenever you want to look for some cool Zionist, you know, Kabbalistic, deep message, look for a Ramban. Says the Ramban, I'm on page Taf Taf Tzadi Zion, see on the side? Okay, the Ramban goes off on this. I'm in the middle of it. Okay.
But what's the first letter, word?
It starts with Elohim, Asher Yitchafu Lufanai. It starts with that, Divrei HaMatchil.
Is that the first word?
On Pasuk, no, it's on Tedvav. Okay. It's in the Ramban. It starts with the word, Vulekach Amar, Bekerev Haaretz. It's near the end of the Ramban on Tedvav. It's near the end of Ramban on Pasuk Tedvav. Well, the Kach Ne'emar, he says, for this reason, he says, Bekerev Haaretz. V'hare ze muvu'ar lamaskil. He's speaking in code. He says, it's obvious to anyone who thinks about this, to anyone who understands. V'al yaksha alav me'odi ad hayom hazeh. Don't think about what it means from me'odi, from my me'od, from my beginning. Ima shekatavnu bepasuk v'izbach zvachim v'elohei avi v'yitzchak. He offered offerings to his father's God. Ki me'odo yanchenhu bederech emet. Okay, God always was me'odo. God always led him in the proper way. Avalonit yached lo hamida ad shuvo le'eretz avotav mipnei heyoto b'chutz la'aretz. He says, yes, God was always with me. God always guided me, but I never had the relationship with Hashem until I got back to Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, Yaakov is saying what he's saying. Amalach ha'goel oti mikol ra. Okay, 1 second. What did he say? He's shepherding me. Me'odi ad hayom hazeh. Right? Me'odi from this time, from when I left Eretz Yisrael. Yes, there is direction, there is guidance. But what isn't there?
Not with me.
Okay. Why? Okay. Gam ba'avur shehutzrach. 1 second. Avalonit yachedi mido hamidat shuvol eretz avotenu bnei hayotah b'chutz la'aretz. Gam ba'avur shehutzrach linhagin lavan b'derech petal tov. He says also when he was in Chutz La'aretz, he had to mislead. He had to deal with Laban in a slightly untruthful manner. So it's not there. That's not Derech Ha'emet. When the Bnei Yisrael are in Bekerev Ha'aretz, then they have that special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says V'yidgu L'Rob. That's V'yidgu. There's a very very famous Gemara about Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's willingness to give up his life. Okay, there's a very, very famous Gemara. So the Gemara says, 1 second. The Gemara says that Rabbi Kiva was thrown in jail for teaching Torah to Bnei Israel, as we all know. So he met this guy named Pappas. He was teaching Torah before he was thrown in jail. And there was a guy named Pappas Ben Yehuda, who was a Jew, a guy who also was into shenanigans. He was playing both sides. It's unclear. He also eventually got thrown in jail. But beforehand, Pappas Ben Yehuda found Rabbi Akiva, Shaya Makil Kilot Barabim Beosek B'Torah, says the Gemara. He was teaching Torah in public. Okay? Obviously, also, what was Rabbi Akiva teaching them? This is a very important, unsaid point. What Torah was Rabbi Akiva teaching the Bnei Israel? What got Rabbi Akiva really in trouble with the Romans? What was Rabbi Akiva teaching them?
Selfish.
What was Rabbi Akiva's big thing? What was he really killed for? What? No, I don't know what he was killed for. Who Rabbi Akiva was? Who did he say was the salvation? No. That was very important. Rabbi Akiva said the Mashiach was Bar Kokhba. Right, Bar Kokhba. So he was, as Bar Kokhba was the general, what was Rabbi Akiva's role? He was the Rav HaRashi of the Tzava of the Bar Kokhba Rebellion. He was the spiritual force behind. It wasn't just for teaching Torah, of course. It wasn't just that. But Rabbi Akiva was using the power of the Torah to motivate the soldiers to fight against the Romans. It wasn't anything like the Romans, you know, when we're children, you know, we teach our Rabbi Akiva, they killed him for teaching Torah. Right? That's true, but the Romans didn't hate religious spiritual people per se. They hated spiritual people who represented the power of the rebellion. That's why they killed the Asara Haruge Malchut. It wasn't just stunned, you know what I'm saying? It's not smart to kill religious leaders. You know, it's not, even today, right? You don't go and round up sheiks. Who do you go up and round up? You go and round up the sheiks that are telling you, blow yourself up and kill the Jews. It's always like that.
The preacher was.
So, says Pappas Ben Yehuda, says Gemara, says Pappas Rabbi Akiva, Iyata mityarei mitnei Malchut. Aren't you afraid of the Romans? Amar lo, emshol lecha mashal lemachar demadavar domeh. I'll give you an example. What's it connected to? What's it relevant to? What's it similar to? The shu'al shayam malich al gabei hanahar. There's a fox who's walking by the river. He sees the fish, right? Gathering from place to place. Amar lo, emitnei matem brochim. He says, what are you running away from, you fishy guys? He said, we're running away from the nets. He says, the fox says, tell you what, why don't you fish, come up on the lands with me, and we'll live together. You don't have to worry about the nets. Okay? You're so smart, you're the smart, wily fox. You're a moron, you fox. Why? We're afraid, but we live in the water. Okay? In our place that would kill us, how much more so? Now that we live and we're immersed in the Torah, Kihu Katuv, it says, Kihu Chayecha V'Orach Yamecha. This is our life. So if we abandon our life, then we're going to save ourselves? You think that by running away from the Torah, that's going to save us? You're kidding yourself. You're fooling yourself. So this idea of, like Rabbi Akiva was not giving the example of fish by accident. The example of the fish is the example. Why are we fish? We live in the water. And the water is our life. The water is what we breathe. Right? V'yidgu l'arov b'kerev haaretz. There's a hidden message there.
From the Roman times.
What?
From the Roman times.
From the Roman times? V'yidgu l'arov. So it could be that was our symbol. Right? That was the symbol of survival. V'yidgu l'arov b'kerev haaretz. That's how we survive. We don't give up on the Torah. We live by the Torah. And that's how we survive. Vayar Yosef. So Yosef says, Ki yashit aviv yad yamino, Rosh Ephraim. So Yosef noticed that his father had done exactly what he Yad Yamino, he switched his hands. Yad Yamino, Rosh Ephraim, v'yerab be'enav. And he was bad in his eyes. V'yitmoch yad aviv, v'hasir otam mi'ar Rosh Ephraim, ar Rosh Menasheh. So what did Yosef try to do?
Switch it.
He said, switch it. V'yam Yosef el-aviv, lo chen avi, dad. Wrong. Ki zeh ha-bechor, sim yam chimin ha'al Rosh Ephraim. That's the Bechor. Put your right hand on his head. Vayimaen aviv vayomer yadati b'ni yadati. Okay, he says, no, my son, I know my son. I know. Gam hu yalam v'gam hu yigdal. He will be for a nation and he will be great. V'ulam, but achiv hakaton yigdal mimenu v'zaro ye melo hagoyim. His younger brother will be greater than him, and his children will be melo goyim. Rashi, okay. Yadati bini yadati shehu abachor. He is the bachor. Skip to the next Rashi. V'ulam bat achiv hakaton yigdal mimenu sheatid Yehoshua latzeit mimenu sheyanchil et haaretz v'yilamed Torah l'Yisrael. His Yehoshua will be greater. Yehoshua came from where? From Menashe or from Ephraim? From Ephraim. So he says Ephraim is greater than Menashe. Because Yehoshua is coming out of Ephraim and not out of Menashe. Okay? V'zaro ye melo goyim. Okay? Kol ha'olam, says Rashi, yitmale b'tzeit shima'o u'shimo. The whole world will hear when k'shi'amid chama v'giv'on v'yarech v'imak ha'olam. He's going to stop the world. He's going to stop nature. Okay, Shema should be given down. That Yeshua stopped the world. He stopped the sun. Let's finish up the pesukim, and we're going to go back. Vayivarchem bayom ahu lemor. He blessed them that day, saying, "Becha yivarech Yisrael lemor." Through you, right? Will Bnei Yisrael be blessed? Yisimcha Elohim keEphraim ukeMenashe.
Comes first.
Yeah, that's what he says. May God, every Jewish child. How do we bless them? Every Jewish child. How do we use Yisrael? Yisimcha Elohim. I'm sorry, Tammy doesn't think that's funny. Yisimcha Elohim. Ephraim and Menashe. Right? We bless all the boys. May God make you like Ephraim and Menashe. It's very unusual. The girls, how do we bless them? When you would expect. Simcha Elohim, Sarifka, Rechav Leah. What do we expect, boys? Simcha Elohim, Ephraim, Yisrael, Yaakov. No! Yisrael said no. Ephraim and Menashe. Very strange, isn't it? Would you rather be
Imahot? Especially considering that such a good
Ephraim ben Asher. Okay. Vayasem et Ephraim lifnei Menasheh. And he plays Ephraim ben Asher. Okay.
This is
game. How many times did this idea come up? I mean, if you go through the story, how many times does the switch? Just think about how the Torah puts it. Yosef pulled his sons back. Let's go back. He pulled his sons back. They bowed down to him. He placed them. How did he place them? The Torah specifically tells you. This one on the right, and this one on the left, to make sure that this one is on the left, and this one is on the right. Okay? Then, he switches hands. We read that he switches hands. Then Yosef says, hey, Dad, you switched your hands. You got it all wrong. And then he says, what? It is interesting. He says, Yadati b'ni Yadati. But his father, but he didn't think he's correcting his father. What did he think?
Helping him.
Right, he's backwards. But it's very strange because it seems clear that Yaakov, Israel, intentionally does what he feels. Blah, 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 blah. No, switch.
It feels like there must be some parallel to when Yaakov received his bracha from Yitzchak. Uh-huh. And how he sort of, it's almost like he's justifying the switch, that it's okay to switch. It's not always so obvious that the Bechor is this, you know, that I feel like there's a little bit of, I don't know, personal.
And now finally he says, and it says, okay, he says it's specifically, Vayasem et Ephraim lifnei Menashe, as if I didn't get that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to tell me again, like, there's this, it's really, really important. And the thing that always bothers me is, like, we talk about it, why is it so important? You know what I'm saying? We talk about it over and over again, but who cares? Who cares that Ephraim comes before Menashe? And we never get it. Have you ever gotten an answer to that question?
So can I ask a question?
No, I asked the question.
No, I'm going to ask a question.
On the question?
On your question.
Okay.
The main question says that Ephraim was learning with his grandfather. Are we to assume that Menashe was working with his father?
Very good. I am going to assume that. Okay? Meaning, so, I asked him, it's Ephraim's name Menashe. Why is it so important? Now, let's try some answers. First, let's go to the Midrash. I have a Midrash here. It says, what he placed, okay? Atamotze b'chol davar. Ephraim kodem leMenashe. Ephraim always comes to Menashe. So Midra says, "Velama zacha Ephraim lekach." But I don't look at it as Ephraim and Menashe because Yaakov specifically said this is not about Ephraim and Menashe. Meaning Ephraim and Menashe, I already took care of. How did I take care of them? I made them shvatim. So it's not about them per se. This is Yisrael blessing Ephraim ben Menashe as what? Qua
leaders.
All the, no, as no, they shvatim. Represent as no. Not shvatim.
As Derech.
As all descendants of the Jewish people. Becha Yivarech Yisrael Lemor Yisimcha Elohim Ke Ephraim Ke Menashe. I am now planting a seed that's going to be relevant not just for you, Yosef, as Yosef. This isn't about you, Yosef, anymore. In fact, what he's saying is, it's much bigger than them. Because it's not, meaning that he has something to say. He has something to do. He said, I already blessed your children. But I have something now to do that's more important than your children. I have something to do that's a message for all of Bnei Israel, that's for all of my descendants forever. And so important that he makes this whole thing, and you know what I'm saying? So what is it?
Descendants that were not in Israel that still maintain their Torah and their...
That I know that part, but that's about Ephraim and Menashe. That's not about all of descendants. And the thing that bothers me about that, it's very nice, we always love that when we're like, oh, because they still maintain their connection, even though Yosef raised them in Oak Park, Michigan, or Silver Spring, Maryland. What about all that? Like, that's not the ideal. Like, it's good Gullus Torah. Do you know what I'm saying? It makes us feel good in Gullus. Ah, we raise our children. What? Yes, I'm recording it, I know. Do you understand what I'm saying? What about us? What about the ideal is raising your children in Eretz Canaan, in Eretz Yisrael? That's what you're supposed to do. So why would he give them a bracha that's a b'di'evet for all those poor people after they get kicked out of Eretz Yisrael?
Because he's a Ruach
HaKadosh. Well, he's reminding us.
But again, I'm saying to you, but that's the blessing for all time?
That's in Israel too.
That's a blessing you're giving them?
There are people here that, you know...
Now we're going to the Vart, right? And it's like as if they're in the Gola, even though they're in Eretz Yisrael. It's great rabbi speeches. You understand what I'm saying? It's great. I'm not negating it. It's a good Vart.
So what's but the it's not. Us?
I've got 7 minutes. I'm okay. Okay. What I'm trying to say is, I'm get there. Says the Midrash. La ma'avzach Ephraim kach. Says the Midrash, and I think it's very deep. Mipnei shaya mamit et atzma. Because Ephraim Beth made himself smaller. Shakadosh Baruch Hu Ohev Kol Mi Shemashpil Et Atzmo. God loves everyone who is Mashpil Et Atzmo. Who makes himself smaller.
Meaning
Mashpil
is not smaller.
What? Mashpil
is like
humiliated. Mashpil makes yourself, I don't think, to make yourself lower. To humble yourself.
To make yourself nothing.
Right. And he goes on. Mayam Yisrael Yosef, Hine Anochi Met. Behold, I am dying. You will get back. Vani Natati Lecha Shchem Echad Al Achecha. This is an incredibly unusual, difficult to understand pasuk. I gave you a Shchem over your brothers. Asher Lakachti Miyan HaEmori, that I took from the Emori, Becharbi UBikashti, with my sword and my spear. Which you only have to say one thing. What?
Yeah.
You took Shechem with your sword and your spear? Who took Shechem with his sword and his spear?
His son.
Which ones? His sons.
Shimon and Levi.
And what was Yaakov's reaction to that?
Didn't like that
at all. Okay, and now he gives Shechem to who?
Yosef.
Technically, he actually gave him actual Shechem. Why? Because where's Yosef buried?
In Shechem.
Very good. Says Rashi, what in the world? Charbi u'kashti. It's a play on words, says Rashi. This is based on the Midrash. Hi chachmato v'tfilato. With my wisdom and my prayer. That's how I got Shechem. Look at the Midrash. The Midrash is an unbelievable Midrash. The Midrash says that after they beat Shechem, the Achar Shehargu, we'll do this on 5 more minutes. Achar Shehargu Shimon v'Levi Anshei Shechem. After they killed out Shechem, v'tkapku tzu kol svivotav lahargam. Everybody came around to try to kill them because, of course, everybody saw them as a threat. You guys wiped out a city, so all the surrounding areas now see them as a threat. Yaakov, he girded his loins and he armed himself. And with all the Hashvatim. Naphtali nasat Yudal k'tefav. So Naphtali put Yudah on his shoulders. V'hargu kol edem. They won. You know what I'm saying? It's like, they killed them all. Sha'a Yaakov avinu levanav l'achar milchatam. So Yaakov says to the sons, Mi asa yoter ba milchama, ani o atem. So who do you think won that war? Me or you? Amulo. So he said, Avinu, Dad, ata zaken. Dad, okay, you're a little older. What do you think? Who do you think really won the war? Amar lehem atatiru lemi hakorach. You want to see where? Let's see where the strength is. Holichem Yaakov etel shar echad v'na'alotam. So they go into this gate. He locks it. Dachvu. He says, open it up. Dachvu kulam kinegdo v'lo yachlu lepatcha. They're all like, right? Nobody can open the gate. Miyad hodu lo sha'al yado nasta milchama. So he obviously Yosef Yaakov says. He goes to the door, turns the knob, opens right up. And they immediately, okay, admitted and they said that he did the war. V'hainu dichtiv b'charbi u'b'kashti. Eilem rechev, eilem asusim, right? V'anachnu b'shem Hashem nazkir. Yaakov Avinu, in switching his hands, why did Yosef want to give the bracha to the Bechor? What did Menashe do? And what did Ephraim do? Ephraim, according to Rashi, what was his job?
He
hung out with his granddad. And he spent the last 17 years soaking up the Torah of his grandfather. What did Menashe do the whole time? No, Menashe, where did he work? What did his father do? What did his father do? His father's vice of Egypt, so he's firstborn. He's grooming him, right? He's grooming him for leadership. Menashe and Ephraim are very different in Yosef's eyes. He specifically put Menashe in front. He says, Dad, give the bracha to Menashe. And Yaakov said, that's not our job as a people. That is not who we are supposed to be. We don't lead through being big. We lead by being small and by carrying the name of Hashem with us. Right? When did Hashem give us the Torah? On Har Sinai. A little bit mountain. Right? That's what we all say. These are deep concepts that are hidden throughout this. I'm not interested in the strength of the Romans. And I don't go join the fox on land. Right? My strength is kihu chayecha v'orach yamecha. Our greatest mistake is thinking that B'nai Israel is supposed to be like the rest of the nations in the world, and thinking that our koach comes from, it's not that we don't have a cherev and a keshet, but the strength of the cherev and the keshet comes from our uniqueness of Eretz Yisrael. Yisimcha Elohim ke'Ephraim chenashe. The greatest bracha I can give you is, always put Ephraim before Menashe. Put the son that learns with Yaakov before Menashe, and understand that that's where your strength comes from. That's the message, I believe, of Yaakov Avinu when he shikel et yado. His hands were smart. His hands understood exactly what was going on. Because the minute we begin to think that we're supposed to be Menashe and not Ephraim, that's the beginning of the downfall. And the strength of Bnei Israel comes only when we remember that who we are comes from minimizing ourselves and understanding that our cherev and our keshet is in the Torah of Hashem, in our spirituality. Stop here.